around. How had I overlooked the return of the null? Distracted, of course. The lady said, as though Darling had not appeared, "They haven't yet gotten out of the coral. It's very slow going, and they're both injured, and though the coral can't kill them, it can cause a lot of pain. Right now they're lying up, waiting for first light. So maybe they won't get out at all." Darling can read lips.
"She knows already."
Well, I have said 1,000 times that the girl is not stupid. I think Darling's knowledge was implicit in the position she took. She placed me squarely in the gap between them. Oh, yeah. I found myself playing interpreter. Trouble is, I cannot record what went back and forth, because someone tampered with my memories later. I got only one chance to make notes, and those now make no sense. Some sort of negotiation took place. I can still conjure a sense of profound astonishment at Darling's willingness to deal, also an amazement at the lady for the same reason. They reached an accommodation, an uneasy one, to be sure, for the lady henceforth stuck very close and kept me between her and anyone else while she was within the null. Great feeling, knowing you're a human shield, and Darling kept near the lady to prevent her calling on her power. But she did turn her loose once. That is getting ahead slightly. First, we all sneaked back, not letting anyone know there had been summit. The lady and I returned after Darling, trying to look like we had had an energetic and thorough encounter. I could not help chuckling at some envious looks. The lady and I went outside the null again next morning, after Darling distracted Silent, One Eye, and Goblin by sending them to dicker with the Menhirs. Father Tree could not make up his mind. We went the other direction and tracked Taken. Actually, there was little tracking to do. They were not yet free of the coral. The lady called upon that power she held over them, and they ceased to be taken. Her patience was exhausted. Maybe she wanted them to serve as an object lesson. In any event, buzzards, real buzzards, were circling before we returned to the hole. That easy, I thought, for her. And for me, when I tried to kill the Limper with every damned thing going my way, impossible. She and I went back to translating. So busy did we stay that I did not remain abreast of the news from outside. I was a little vacant anyway, because she had expunged my memories of the meeting with Darling. Anyhow, somehow, the White Rose got right with Father Tree. The shaky alliance survived. One thing I did notice, the Menhirs stopped ragging me about strangers on the plane. They meant Tracker and Toadkiller Dog all the time. And the lady. Two of three were no longer strangers. No one knew what had become of Toadkiller Dog. Even the Menhirs could not trace him. I tried to get Tracker to explain the name. He could not remember. Not even Toadkiller Dog himself. Weird. He was the tree's creature now. Chapter 46. Son of the Tree. I was nervous. I had trouble sleeping. Days were slipping away. Out west, the great tragic was gnawing its banks. A four-legged